Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlotte Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, former Nittany Lion, Saints star, wide receiver, special teamer, Rich Barty. Rich, great to have you on with us again, and we get to talk. We don't have Hebert interrupt us.
No, I get to say a few more than one line, man. Less than an hour. I'll tell you, it's nice talking to you during, well, I'm calling it the off season. You guys are right in the middle of the season, and obviously everything getting ready to kick off. But always look forward to talking to you and the experts in the field. See what I can add to it.
Yeah, we have a good time on Tuesday. It's Rich and I and Bobby, and we do Sports on the Bayou at noontime. It's the fastest 1 hour of TV you will ever watch in your life. Because we ain't sitting good, we finish.
Show, Mike. It really should be a variety show. We spend about 4 minutes talking sports, and the rest is just the ideologies and philosophies of Bobby Hebert.
That is, and we're not stretching that. That is true. God bless him. Rich, you got to see Tyler Warren for the last couple years, and I know you attend, if not all, but most of the Penn State games. Man, is he a guy that sort of tilted the field for them this year? And we saw glimpses of it maybe the year before. Came in as a high school quarterback, and it was just to find the right spot. And, Rich, my thing is, in watching him, it's not like he's all the time wide open, but you'd swear he is. He catches the ball in between arms and hands and defenders, and then all of a sudden he catches it and takes off, and you got a 245-pound man that's trying to run you over. From a Nittany Lions standpoint, your thoughts on what you saw last year out of Tyler Warren?
Well, I don't know if we have enough time to describe this kid. I'll tell you what, no, there was one game in the semis last year, maybe to get to the semis. I don't think a receiver had a catch. He was the entire offense, and they won the game. I forget who they played. But this kid, you know, the way to describe him, and I talked to Michael a little bit up there because he sees him every day, is Jeremy Shockey 2.0. He's a Taysom Hill. He's a 6'6", 260-pound Taysom Hill that can play every play and every position. I mean, he's not going to play special teams, but he can play every position. He can play quarterback. He punted the ball last year on one or two occasions. The kid is just and he's one of those kids. He can catch it in traffic, and you're right. It's not like he's going to be the quickest guy on the field. He's not going to fake a lot of people out. He gets open, but even when he's covered, he just catches. He's just a tough kid. You can't get between him and the ball. And he's double teamed. Remember, he's double teamed all the time. It's not, they know he's the offense. I mean, he's been Penn State's offense for 2 years, and they have running backs, but the receiver corps has been really kind of silent for the last couple of years. They haven't had a great receiver, and he's been the guy, and everybody knows it, and they still can't stop him. The kid's incredible.
Rich, one of the games, we do an LSU pregame. So Herb Tyler and I are talking. He's like, Mike, who's the guy? Who's 44? And I'm like, you're going to hear a lot about him and say he's Tyler Warren. And he said, man, I don't remember hearing anything. I said, man, he is really good. He ain't going to end up being a first-round pick. And we're watching the USC game, Herb and I. Every play, they would throw. I think he ended up with like 16 catches. And my thing after about the 11th one was, Herb, here's my deal. I make sure he don't make one or more catch. I don't care if I got to put three guys on him. He's not going to beat me that way. You know, but every play you saw, either double coverage or bracket. And USC's got some guys in that secondary that can run. They could not stop Tyler Warren that day.
Well, you know, I mean, you want to disrupt the pattern, right? That's the first thing you try to do. But you can't stop him on the line of scrimmage. He's off. You watch him off the line of scrimmage. No one can stop him. Again, he's 6'6", 255, 260 pounds. He's a horse. You can't stop him. And I mean, I talked to Michael last night. He said, Dad, I think he's the best player out of here since Barkley. And Abdul is a great player coming out. Obviously, he's going to be a first-round pick, too. But he thinks he's a game changer. He's going to get in that locker room. Hopefully, it's the Saints. But, I mean, I know the Giants are looking at him in round three, but pick number three. But he's a kid that can come in, and you think it's a quarterback all the time? Aren't many Jaden Daniels out there that come in their rookie year and make a difference like he has. But this kid, he can make the offense for any team. That's how good he is, and that's how dominant he is. And he's a locker room kid. He's a great kid. He's a mature kid, and he's one of those leaders in the locker room that you want. I mean, I'll tell you what. I hope he lasts till number nine, and maybe the Saints. It's worth it trading up for him if they can. But I mean, he's a game changer, and the Saints need so many positions. They have so many holes to fill that this kid can really. He's another Taysom Hill at 2.0 or Jeremy Shockey 2.0. The kid's a phenomenal football player and good kid.
Rich, I love listening to the prospects talk pre-draft, and especially at like the combine. And down here, we know about Will Campbell. And if you're just confident that a guy's going to have like a 10-year NFL career, like you're banking something on Will Campbell. But I feel the exact same way about Tyler Warren. And at the NFL combine, he had a quote. He said, I wear 44 because my dad watched John Riggins play, Pro Football Hall of Famer John Riggins, and said, quote, this is how I want you to run John. The ball. And Tyler Warren, when you watch him run, you know, you can kind of see where he got his inspiration from there. He, like, I talked about this with Mike. He's such an instant upgrade. Whichever team takes him in the top 10, because I don't think he's going to fall out of the top 10, is going to have an instant upgrade to their passing attack and their run game. And Tyler Warren is just, as you mentioned, he's a game changer, man.
Rich, Charlie's a little too young, but Rich did play with John Riggins in Washington.
There you go.
I did. And let me tell you, John, I mean, people don't think when anyway, he was at the end of his career when I played with him. He played more. I think he played three more years after that, believe it or not, 14 years, whatever it was. But, you know, there wasn't a guy that worked harder than him. Now, he didn't play with the rest of the team. He didn't practice. He did his thing. But you talk about it's hard to call him a blue collar worker or player. But he was. I mean, he did everything he had to do to be as good as he could be every single play, and Warren is the same way. I mean, he is just every play you're going to get 100% of him. That's hard to do when you're playing 60 minutes. And this kid, I mean, he's just a special kid. And I agree with you, Charlie. I don't think he'll get past number 10. I think he may be the pick of the draft. You got Abdul, who's he's a game changer as well with Taysom Hill, because they force teams to defend things across the board that they wouldn't. Well, they don't know if they're going to get a quarterback. They don't know he's going to be on the left side. They're going to be a tight end. Going to be a wide receiver. They're going to have to do the same thing with Warren. I mean, you got to spend time defending against him, and that opens it up for the other players on the team. So he's a game changer. Man, I can't say enough about this kid. He's the real deal.
Rich, being a former quarterback as he was, his understanding of the game, and I think is there. He gets it, and he also understands the pressure of playing in the NFL, okay? Because when you're playing quarterback, okay, win or lose, and Bobby's the first to say, you get way too much credit when you win, you get way too much blame when you lose, you like the coach. But I think with Tyler Warren, you see a guy who understands that, yeah, I got a lot of pressure on me, but I'm going to show you how good I am. And it doesn't matter if I'm open or I'm covered. Throw it to me, and I'm going to come down with it. Okay, I think we lost Rich. We'll try to get him back on the line. But what Rich was talking about was comparing him to Travis Kelce with the Kansas City Chiefs. Rich, we got you back online, and I know you were trying to compare him to Travis Kelce, and we've seen that, especially early in his career, that even when he was covered, he was still getting open, which I know that doesn't make any sense, but it does when you watch him play.
Well, you talk about understanding the game as a quarterback. You know, the game, it's not, you know, we used to, as a wide receiver, you used to, you got to jam your foot, you got to make that right angle, and you can't come out of the break as fast as you go into the break. Tight ends is not so much. It's finding that hole and being on the same page with the quarterback, and it's that timing. And he has that ability. As you said, he has the background of being a quarterback, so he knows what the quarterback's thinking, and he knows where the gaps are in the defenses. So you don't have to be the fastest guy in the world. You just have to be in the right spot at the right time and then be able to catch the ball, which he does all of that.
Rich, what are the things from when you played, there's so much emphasis now on speed, and a lot of guys get elevated this time of year. You look at their resume, and it's fairly short. What I look at for a receiver, and, you know, and Charlie and I have talked about this, you watch Ibuka at Ohio State, and, man, he kind of corkscrews you into the ground every play. Man, he's got you spun as a route runner, and he's really good at it. But I think and you are the fastest guy out there, but I think today we put so much emphasis on speed, speed, speed. But it's really football speed, football quickness, and can you turn that, what you would want to call track speed, into football production? And some guys can't do it.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. I remember Joe Theismann when I was there. He said, you know, if I have to throw the ball over 35 yards, the percentages go down radically. And so, you know, everyone says they want that guy to stretch out the defense and to be able to go deep. You know, maybe not. If you can catch him inside, I know Kansas City does it. I mean, of course, they had Tyreek.
Kelce.
What's his name?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. But, I mean, most of their stuff's underneath and guys getting open. And the same up in Cincinnati. I mean, so I think you have to have a certain amount of speed. The other side of the ball is these defensive backs are like lightning. I mean, if you look at it, the average size of receivers has gone, what is it, probably 6'2", 6'3", now 200 pounds is kind of the prototype. Defensive backs haven't gotten that big. They're still the little guys, but they run like rabbits. So it's hard to outrun these guys nowadays. But you got to be able to catch it underneath, and you know, you got to be able to get open, and you have to understand the gaps and the defenses, and you have to be able to think quickly on your feet because, I mean, talk to Breeze and those guys that know the receivers are making split-second decisions. He makes split-second decisions when he was playing to hit these guys, know exactly where they are. And if you can get that chemistry, you're going to be successful in the NFL.
Rich, last question for you, and I say this all the time. Man, I love Drew Brees. Archie was a tremendous player, Ricky and Martin Anderson and Willie Rove. But I think the most talented player that ever put on that black and gold was Chuck Muncy. And you got to play with Chuck. Now, Chuck's main focus wasn't on football a lot, but when he wanted to play, it was like you are watching something special. So for people who hadn't watched Chuck or maybe grew up in a different era, you've seen a lot of football players play with a lot of great guys throughout the years. Man, your thoughts on Chuck Muncy?
Well, first of all, Chuck was a great guy. He was a good guy. I mean, he had his issues, obviously, but here's a guy who was, what, 6'2", 230? But he could turn the corner, Mike. I mean, he'd run a sweep. He could turn the corner in three steps, be at full speed, and running at a 80-degree angle or whatever it is, 90-degree angle. He was incredible and could just – and tough. I mean, he was big, hard to tackle. He was all leg from the waist down. He was legs. And, he could have been clearly the best running back in the league, without question. If he took care of himself and – I mean, he really never trained, and he really never, he was so talented, he didn't have to do a lot to be successful. Ultimately, it caught up with him. But I think you're right. I think from a pure talent standpoint, I think Muncy was incredible. But I got to go back to Breeze. Mentally, and the preparation that Breeze did for every game and every season, there's nobody that comes close to him.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you totally. Rich, look forward to seeing you real soon. Thanks so much for joining us. And, hey, listen, if we get Warren, we'll get you back on.
Yeah, I'll be happy. I'll be thrilled with this. I already got a fishing trip set up with him.
Okay, I got you. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it,
buddy. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Rich Morty, former Nittany Lion, New Orleans Saints special team wide receiver, and man, has watched so much of Tyler Warren play throughout his career. And Charlie, you can't get too many better accolades than what you just heard. Rich is not a guy to really put a lot of mustard on the hot dog. He put a lot on Tyler Warren. That goes to show what he thinks of him.